Hello and welcome back to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are covering one of the most important and frequently examined topics in the entire GCSE business specification, organizational structures. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, it's just a chart of who reports to who. But trust me, examiners absolutely love this topic. It comes up in every single paper, in every format, from two-mark definitions right through to six-mark analysis questions, and the students who really nail it are the ones who understand not just what these structures look like, but why businesses choose them and what the consequences are. So in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need. The key concepts, the differences between tall and flat structures, how structure affects communication, and I'll give you some brilliant exam tips and a quick-fire quiz at the end. Let's go. Let's start with the basics. An organizational structure is simply the way a business arranges its people and jobs so that its work can be performed and its goals can be met. Think of it like a blueprint for how a business is run from the inside. Now, there are five key concepts you absolutely must know for your exam. I want you to think of the acronym SCDDC, SPAN, Chain, Delegation, Delayering, Communication. Let's go through each one. First up, span of control. This is the number of people a manager is directly responsible for. So if a manager has five workers reporting to them, their span of control is five. A wide span of control means one manager oversees many people. A narrow span of control means one manager oversees just a few. Now here's the key exam point. A wide span of control can save money because you need fewer managers, but it can also mean workers get less attention and supervision. A narrow span means closer supervision, but it costs more because you need more managers. Second, chain of command. This is the line of authority from the very top of the organization, usually the chief executive or owner, all the way down to the workers at the bottom. Every instruction, every decision travels down this chain. The longer the chain, the more levels there are between the top and the bottom. This matters massively for communication, which we'll come back to. Third, delegation. This is when a manager passes responsibility and authority for a task down to a subordinate, someone below them. Good delegation empowers employees, builds their skills, and frees up managers to focus on more strategic decisions. But, and this is a big but, if a manager delegates to someone who isn't ready or capable, mistakes can happen. Examiners love asking you to evaluate the benefits and risks of delegation. Fourth, delayering. This is the process of removing one or more layers of management from the hierarchy. Businesses do this to cut costs. Fewer managers means lower wages, and to speed up communication. If there are fewer levels for a message to pass through, it gets from the top to the bottom faster. However, delayering can also mean the remaining managers have a wider span of control, which increases their workload. It can also cause redundancies, which affects staff morale. Fifth, and finally, communication. The structure of an organization has a direct impact on how well information flows. In a tall structure with many layers, messages can get distorted or delayed as they pass through each level, a bit like Chinese whispers. In a flat structure with fewer levels, communication is faster and more direct. This is why many modern businesses have moved towards flatter structures. Now let's talk about the two main types of structure, tall and flat. A tall organizational structure has many levels of hierarchy. Imagine a tall, narrow pyramid. At the top is the CEO, below them are directors, then managers, then supervisors, then team leaders, then the workers at the very bottom. This creates a long chain of command and a narrow span of control at each level. The advantages? Clear lines of authority, close supervision, and clear promotion pathways for staff. The disadvantages? Slow communication, high costs due to many layers of management, and workers at the bottom may feel disconnected from decision-making. A flat organizational structure has very few levels. Imagine a wide, shallow pyramid. The CEO is at the top, and below them, directly, are the workers. Very few or no middle managers. This creates a short chain of command and a wide span of control. The advantages? Faster communication, lower costs, and workers feel more empowered because they have more responsibility. The disadvantages? managers can be overstretched because they're responsible for so many people, and there are fewer promotion opportunities for staff, which can affect motivation. Here's a real-world example to help this stick. Think about a small independent coffee shop. The owner might have just 3 or 4 staff reporting directly to them. That's a flat structure, short chain of command, wide span of control. Now think about a large supermarket chain like Tesco. There are store managers, department managers, team leaders, supervisors, and then the shop floor staff. That's a tall structure, many levels, narrow span of control at each level. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always apply your answer to the business in the question. Examiners give 0 credit for generic statements. Don't just say, a flat structure improves communication. Say a flat structure would improve communication for this small family business because there are fewer levels for messages to pass through, meaning the owner's instructions reach staff more quickly. See the difference? You've applied it. Tip number two, know your command words. If the question says state or identify, you just need a 1 or 2 word answer, no explanation needed. If it says explain, you need to give a reason. Use the word because or therefore to force yourself to develop your point. If it says analyze or discuss, you need to look at both sides, advantages and disadvantages. If it says evaluate or justify, you need to make a judgment and support it with evidence. Tip number three, the most common mistake I see is candidates confusing span of control and chain of command. Remember, span of control is horizontal, meaning how many people report to one manager. Chain of command is vertical, meaning how many levels from top to bottom. Draw a quick sketch in your exam if it helps. Tip number four, for any question about delayering, always mention 2 effects: the benefit, lower costs, faster communication, and the drawback, wider span of control, potential redundancies, lower morale. Examiners are looking for balanced analysis. Tip number five, when evaluating tall versus flat structures, always consider the size and type of business. A small business suits a flat structure. A large multinational suits a tall structure. Examiners reward contextual judgment. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what does span of control mean? It's the number of people a manager is directly responsible for. Question two, what is the chain of command? The line of authority from the top to the bottom of an organization. Question three, what is delayering? Removing layers of management to create a flatter structure. Question four, give one advantage of a flat structure: faster communication, lower costs, or more empowered employees. Any one of those is correct. Question five, give one disadvantage of a tall structure: slow communication, high costs, or workers feeling disconnected. Any one of those gets the mark. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you've got the basics nailed. If you missed any, go back and reread those definitions before your exam. Let's wrap up with your 5 key takeaways from today. 1, organizational structure is how a business arranges its people and roles to achieve its goals. 2, the 5 key concepts are span of control, chain of command, delegation, delayering, and communication. Remember, SCDDC. 3, tall structures have many levels, narrow spans of control, and slow communication. Flat structures have few levels, wide spans of control, and fast communication. 4, delayering reduces costs and speeds up communication but can increase workload and reduce morale. 5, always apply your answers to the specific business in the question. That's what gets you into the higher mark bands. That's it for today's episode. Make sure you test yourself using the practice questions in your study guide. And remember, the more you actively recall this information, the better it sticks. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.